Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Orchard Park Town Supervisor Jean Majak joining me this morning on groundbreaking day for the stadium. Jean, how are you? Good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning, Susan. Doing well, and yourself? I hope everything's going fine with you. And it's an exciting day and an exciting time for the Buffalo Bills, Orchard Park in Western New York.
You can kind of feel the energy this morning, I think. I think you're absolutely right, Jean. How significant of a day is this for Orchard Park?
Well, I mean, and it's huge. I mean, the Bills have been in Orchard Park for 50 years now, and soon to be having a new venue. I'm going to be meeting with one of our developers in the next few weeks to see where his thoughts are at, and the town board and myself are working on rezoning some of the properties around the stadium so that it can be more conducive to what might need to happen around the perimeter of the stadium.
You know, what is on the table when it comes to development for the Orchard Park Town Board to consider, you know, as far as development around the stadium? What's the possibilities?
Oh, I think the possibilities are huge. I mean, we for the last 50 years, we haven't done anything like that. And we've just had, you know, at one time, 8 football games a year, and now up to 10, and some seasons when we have 9 home games in the preseason, it's up to 11. But my understanding is this stadium is going to be used for a lot more opportunities and venues than it has in the past. And it's not just going to be concerts and additional football games, whether they're college or high school. But there's going to be many other type of venues at the stadium. So it's a big opportunity for developers that want to jump on board, and we're going to the town board is going to try to make it as easy as possible for them. And if we have to create we haven't really put a name to it, but let's say a stadium zone, we will do so. And we're in the process now of investigating what move we should be making here in the very near future.
I know a year ago you had said in an interview that you liked the idea of hotels, restaurants, shopping, pedestrian bridges. Are you still in favor of all of that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there should be a somewhere's on the grounds, I think there should be a place for families that are bringing their young children so that, I mean, tailgating is part of an NFL football game, but there might be some families that want to stay away from that. It'd be nice for those families to have a place to go before the game, and then after the game, wait for the traffic to die down.
You know, the stadium zone that you referred to a minute ago, has the town identified where it would be putting a hotel, let's say, or is that still all up in the air?
Well, first of all, the town wouldn't be putting up a hotel. It would be private developers, and it's mainly the properties around the perimeter of the stadium that are basically zoned business or commercial. It's nothing has to do with residential.
Okay. I was wondering if, I know there's a parcel of property across from, is it Quaker Commons on Mile Strip? There's property there. There's also talk, you know, about McKinley Mall, that area. Is any of that under your consideration?
Right now, it's really going to be up to what the developers want to do. They'll have all the marketing data. Not being a big-time developer, I think as a fan, you would want it as convenient to the stadium within walking distance as possible. But they might have other data from other venues across the country that something near the McKinley Mall. There's a large piece of property that at one time there was conversation about a Walmart going in. I don't know, you know, how well that would be received, and as far as the distance from the stadium, and that really I would leave up to the developers and their marketing research that they will be doing.
Gene, what kind of timeline are you looking at, just for identifying the area and, you know, kind of get moving on this?
Well, we're actually underway as far as conversations with our economic development committee and the town board. So we're ready to start having some public hearings here in the very near future and making some changes. It's not going to be one big swoop through the area. It'll be properties, parcels at a time, but we'll certainly be ready for whatever a developer would want to do at that time.
Well, with everything said and done and this groundbreaking being held this morning, do you think it was a smooth process to get to this point?
Well, that's a tough question because, you know, I'm not in the inner circle of everything that went on this huge endeavor. From the outside looking in, it seemed to be smooth. But I'm sure that there were times that were a little bit nerve-wracking through the whole process, and my hat's off to all the folks from Albany to Mr. and Mrs. Pegula and the Bills to make this all come together.
Well, I've got to ask, as the Town of Orchard Park supervisor, were you invited to the groundbreaking today?
Yes, I will be there. As a matter of fact, I plan on leaving here about 8:15, and yes, I will be there at 9 o'clock when the ceremony starts.
All right. Well, exciting day. Gene, thanks so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have yourself a good day, and it's an exciting time for Western New York.
Gene Majak, Town of Orchard Park Supervisor.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.